From JMI Wealth, Andrew Callaghan, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
75 it was.
Yeah, so it's all hands on deck here in the last few minutes since the Fed came out at 6 a.m. So, yeah, we've seen the Fed funds rate increase by 75 basis points. So, as you said, it's the largest increase we've seen since 1994. But, gee, things have changed pretty quickly, haven't they? Because only, you know, a week ago that would have been unheard of. But we had that sharp lift in CPI, in the US CPI, and sort of it changed everybody's expectations. I think there's an element here. There's a little bit of relief because I saw people, you know, in the last 24 hours, people have been talking about, well, maybe they'll go a full 100 basis points. So the sort of 75 basis points is not as bad as it could have been. Just a couple of points here and looking at this sort of quickly. Previously, from the famous dot plots, which they put out in conjunction with the statement, you were looking at sort of an average rate expected, Fed funds rate expected at the end of the year of 1.9%. Now, I've just got this in front of me now. You're now looking at the Fed funds, the members of that committee. They are now expecting the Fed funds rate to be around 3.4% at the end of the year. So it's been a fairly significant hike in their expectations of what they will need to do. They're talking pretty tough. In the statement, they've made a couple of changes. They say the committee is highly attentive to inflation risks. Well, that's a relief, isn't it? But they have changed the one comment. They've said the committee is strongly committed to returning inflation to its 2% objective. So there has been subtle change in the language there. They have also revised down their growth expectations. So previous in the March report, you were looking at 2022 growth being forecast to be 2.8%. They've reduced that to 1.7, so over 1% fall there. 23, 2.2% down to 1.7%, and 24, 2% down to 1.9%. I'd make a couple more comments. The share markets had actually rallied going into this statement. Now, some of that rally has fallen away, but not much. The Dow Jones was up about 190 points at about quarter to six. It's now up 156 points. The S&P 500 is sort of around sort of 30-ish points higher. Now that's pretty much what it was beforehand. And the NASDAQ was up sort of 1.75% prior to the announcement and pretty much holding on to those gains as well. So the share markets, I suppose, a little bit of relief there. The one point I will make, Mike, in terms of sort of looking at this, obviously share markets have fallen a great deal over the course of the last few weeks, and that sort of makes them look a little bit more attractive from a valuation point of view, because those PE multiples have fallen, they've started to normalize. But the really key point now is whether or not we go into a recession. Because if you go into recession, then your earnings, your corporate earnings will fall as well. And that means maybe the market isn't quite so cheap. So I think there'll be a lot of debate now over the next couple of weeks over whether or not the US is going to go into recession or not.
All right, Powell speaking shortly, so we'll get the vibe. Housing here, what do you make of the numbers yesterday?
Yeah, so we got the release yesterday, the latest Real Estate Institute New Zealand housing market update, so a key bit of information. The housing market is slowing, Mike. Well-publicised factors, credit conditions have tightened. You had that CCCFAs come in, the banks don't want to lend anymore and they're making it hard. Mortgage rates continue to march higher. There's more of that on the horizon as well, given the movement we've seen in wholesale interest rates over the last week, and housing supply very much now starting to lean against, fairly heavily against demand. The figures, they confirm all that, although to me the most striking outcome of them is actually divide between sort of the cities and particularly Auckland and everywhere else. Yeah. So if you look at the numbers, the median price of residential properties, 840,000. 12 months ago, it was 820,000. It was up 2.4%. Certainly not the double-digit annual price growth that we were used to seeing. Auckland, though, has fallen. So if you take Auckland out of the equation, annual growth is 7.6%. So Auckland on an annual basis, a 2.2% decrease. So 2.2% lower than this time last year. But that's not from the peak, Mike. The peak, Auckland median prices are down 13.5% from that peak. So the rest of the country, though, we're still seeing sort of quite reasonable gains. So it looks like Auckland is leading the rest of the country, and I think that's due to supply. So Auckland's a little bit different. Wellington's a little bit different. So, yeah, the market is slowing.
That's okay, really what are the numbers?
Right, the Dow Jones, as we look at it, 30,521, up 148 points, that's about 0.5%. S&P 500, 3755, up 20 points, about 0.5%. And the NASDAQ, 11,021, up 192 points, 1.76%. Overnight, we had an ECB, surprise ECB meeting. It's all going on, Mike. Everything's going on. The FTSE 100, 7273, up 86 points, 1.2%. The Nikkei fell 303, 26326. Shanghai Composite, 3305, up 17. Yesterday, the ASX 200 lost 1.25%, 6601. And we were relatively flat yesterday, not a bad outcome, 10,635. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar, 0.6224 against the US, 0.898982 Aussie, 0.5997 euro, 0.5163 pounds, 84.01 yen. Gold, $1,821. And Brent crude, $120.47.
See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.